This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, one of our regular contributors, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, is going to be talking about a bunch of things. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us anytime. Mackenzie's back, recovering from a nasty bout with the flu. You can reach him and thereby reach Paul and myself at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Well, we've got lots of things to talk about with our very special guest. The press days of the L.A. Auto Show, some of the stuff coming up at the North American Show, and, of course, all the other stories making headlines. He joins us from Detroit, where he's just returned from Portugal after driving the next generation BMW 3 Series. Here's Paul Eisenstein. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Good, Bob. Good to be with you.
I know you probably have an embargo facing you with the 3 Series. How long are we going to have to wait to read about it?
I'm afraid till the beginning of the week. We're just a matter of a short time before we will have something live on thedetroitbureau.com. We'll have a full review, photographs, and everything. I can tell you this, Bob. We had a lot of fun. We had a chance to drive it all over the southwestern edge of Portugal. For those who are at least familiar with a map of Europe, that's an area called the Algarve, which is the southwest farthest point in Europe. And they have great roads, and they have a Formula One class track, and we had a chance to drive it over the place down there. So we had a great time. That collective we is not the royal we, but a bunch of my colleagues in the automotive media who had a chance to go down on the first, very, very first drive of the new 3 Series, the seventh generation. And I can tell you this, I can talk a little bit about the car itself. I just can't break the embargo on the drive. Sure. But it's an impressive vehicle, more horsepower, a lot more technology, definitely some improvements in the interior. There's a lot of things to like about this car before you even get out there and drive it. I think I'm safe on saying this. I think that with a lot of competitors in the field, this is a time when BMW is facing all sorts of tough folks. You may recall that the results of the NACTOY, North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year came out just recently. The three finalists in the car segment include the Genesis G70, which is the first 3 Series class vehicle to come from that new Korean luxury brand. And it is a serious competitor, Bob. So BMW really had to come up with something special this time. And I will tell you that I'm impressed, and hope the listeners will check out the DetroitBureau.com's review, which will be coming up tomorrow.
We'll be looking forward to that. Let's talk about the of the year awards. Motor Trend gave out their complete batch of awards. It used to be a monthly thing when I worked at Motor Trend. You would have one issue devoted to car of the year, truck of the year, SUV of the year, but in today's, you got to have it today mode, Motor Trend announced their car of the year, which was indeed that Genesis Paul just talked about.
Thank you. I was hoping you would lead into that, because you're absolutely right. That's the interesting thing, isn't it, that Genesis really is putting itself out there. And in fact, you're going to see for North American Car and Truck of the Year, some products from the sibling brand Hyundai, which is one of the finalists in the Utility Vehicle of the Year awards, with the combination of its Kona SUV and the electric vehicle version of the Kona, which I've got to tell you is an extremely competitive product. I will tell you, I'm a member, as you know, the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, and I definitely gave it some serious points as a vehicle that deserves to have some attention paid to it. It's a serious machine and a lot of range, and in general, just a big surprise.
Paul Eisenstein is with us, esteemed automotive journalist. You can check out all of Paul's great work at thedetroitbureau.com. Plus, he's read by millions of people in magazines and newspapers worldwide, contributed to NPR. And Paul, the LA Auto Show seemed to have a lot of things going on this year, and it's interesting that just as we talked about before, the different pulling out and different emphasis on different locations. But Mercedes, for example, was in LA, but they won't be in Detroit. I believe Jaguar won't be in Detroit as well.
Virtually all of the European luxury makers have pulled out of the Detroit Auto Show. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to think if there are any that will be there with a serious display. Last year, it shrank quite a bit, and Volvo had a presence only because some of the dealers bought some space on the outside of the turnstiles. They had what is euphemistically called cars on carpet at some of these smaller shows around the country. They didn't have any big stand like they did in L.A. or New York or the like. And this is one of the reasons why Detroit is having some real problems, and they are definitely, definitely, definitely worried about the future, Bob. The Detroit show, as you know, will have its last January show coming up in just, a little more than a month, and then it will be moving to June in 2020. So it will go almost 18 months between shows, and we'll see. I will tell you that I've talked to a bunch of automakers, and right now I'm not sure what we're going to see happen, if there are going to be many automakers coming back for the 2020 show who have been dropped out right now. Maybe a couple. I think Mercedes has left open that possibility. BMW seems to be telling me they probably won't return. So it's going to be a very different show, but it could be quite different. It could be really setting the trend for how auto shows are staged in the future. They'll be using more than just the space inside Detroit's Cobo Hall. They'll be actually staging stuff outside along the river, which is a beautiful place, and even some of the streets may be blocked off for some of it. They're looking to do some ride-and-drive opportunities, so people might actually have a chance to check out some of the newest cars, which could be a real interesting approach. LA's done a little bit of that, but I think Detroit's going to try to take it a step further. So I think that Detroit may have some problems, but that said, I think it may be a very, very interesting show coming up. Not this one, but in 2020.
Absolutely. Toyota's going to be making some news in Detroit on the performance front. We're going to see the return of the Supra when we come back. We'll talk about that, as well as a new Lexus RCF. This one is meant for the track, as that seems to be growing in popularity as well. I'm Bob Long with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher for DetroitBureau.com. We've got lots of stories to talk about, but before the break there, I just brought up one or two important vehicles to be unveiled at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, and these are sporting variants from Toyota / Lexus. The Supra's coming back, and for those people who are seems to be growing in popularity, people are wealthy enough to have a so-called track vehicle, a track car. Lexus is going to respond with something interesting there. Tell us about both of these introductions, Paul.
All right, well, let's talk about the Super, Bob. I mean, how many years have we been waiting to hear about them finally bringing back the Supra? You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful bit of news. We saw, curiously enough, a track version of the Supra out there some months ago, but they delayed introducing the production model. We've gotten some indications of what's in store, but haven't quite seen it yet. So we are going to see that in Detroit. And by the way, if you want to get a little bit of a hint of what's in store, you can check out on our site or, frankly, elsewhere. But the DetroitBureau.com has a good story on the Supra's twin. And, yes, there is a twin. Bob, I think you know this. Many people may not. This was developed in an unusual joint venture between, of all things, BMW and Toyota. And they shared the same basic platforms, the Supra and the Z4. And it just tells you where the modern world is. You know, there's been an explosion of demand for SUVs and CUVs and pickups and so on. And the sales of sedans, coupes, sports cars in particular have really dropped. So they figured out that the only way that they could do an all-new Supra on the Toyota side and a new version of the Z4 Roadster was to find a partner. And it worked out beautifully. The Z4 is hot as can be, and the Supra is going to be incredible. The biggest difference, now they don't look alike. It's not like what Toyota did with Subaru a few years ago. You remember the Scion sports car that's now the 86, and the BRZ from Subaru, which are identical. There's quite a bit of difference in the appearance of the Supra and the ZR4, the Z4. The Z4 is a roadster. And the Supra, as far as we know, they're not going to do a convertible, but I wouldn't be surprised at some point. But right now, it is a hardtop. So, okay, Bob, that takes care of one. Now let's go over to the Lexus side. And they are doing a new version of the RC, which they claim will be the fastest and most powerful vehicle they've ever built with a big asterisk. That's aside from their extremely limited supercar a few years back called the LFA. But this is going to be hot, and it is, in fact, track-ready. It's street-legal, but it will be track-ready, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Let's take a step back and look at some of the important introductions in Los Angeles, including the Gladiator, the first truck, or the return of a pickup truck. This is more of a truck than we've seen from the Jeep brand before, but nevertheless, it's highly anticipated and should do quite well.
I can't imagine that they are going to have any problems at all using up every ounce of capacity. As a matter of fact, I talked with Kim Kaniskis, who's the head of the brand, both the Jeep brand and Ram, and they are going to be having to really work hard to keep up with the output that they need to supply both the Jeep Gladiator and the Wrangler, the brand new Wrangler, which, you know, was also named Motor Trend Truck of the Utility Vehicle, excuse me, of the Year, just at the LA Auto Show as well. So this is going to be a very important product. It's the first pickup truck that we've seen from Jeep in almost two decades. They did have Jeep pickups for a long time, but they've been out of that market for a while, in part because many people thought that the midsize segment was going to go away. But guess what? It is not. You recall, Bob, that Colorado came out from Chevrolet, and, of course, GMC had the Canyon, and that set that segment back into motion. We have also seen the arrival of a second-generation Ridgeline from Honda. We're about to see the Ranger. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be going for a drive in the Ranger in just a few days, so we can talk about that next time I'm on the air. That should be pretty hot. And now we have the Jeep, and it is more than just another mid-sized pickup. It has many of the same features that you expect from any Jeep, and particularly a Wrangler. That includes a fold-down windshield and removable doors.
Yeah, that's definitely going to shake up the mid-size marketplace. There's no doubt about it. Another big unveiling in Los Angeles was a new generation of Porsche's venerable 911. Looks really sweet in pictures, Paul. How is the car up close?
It's pretty hot. You know, I have to tell you, I think one of the biggest honors and the biggest challenges in the auto industry is being the guy who is given the assignment of having to design an all-new Porsche 911. We all know what a 911 is supposed to look like. And, you know, some cars, when you come up with pretty much the same basic silhouette, generation after generation, it gets boring. But if Porsche ever went away from that classic look, I think people would be storming the doors at Porsche headquarters. So you'll recognize it immediately, though there are some really cool updates to what is known internally inside Porsche as the 992 edition. There'll be two to start with. You've got the rear drive Carrera S, the all-wheel drive Carrera 4S, and of course you're going to see a lot more coming. We all know that there will be the Cabrio version. There will be various levels of supercar versions to follow, turbo and the like. So I think by the time this generation finishes up, there could be 6-7 different versions of the all-new 992 generation Porsche 911.
Out in L.A., we saw the introduction of some new varieties of the popular Soul vehicle from Kia. Tell us about some of these new offerings in that particular lineup.
Yeah, Bob, and when we get done, if you don't mind, I'd love to talk about some of the new entries who showed up in
sure.
L.A., because that's really a hot story. So Kia was one of a bunch of manufacturers, you may recall, not much more than a decade back, that got into the Boxmobile market. You know, these very squared-off vehicles. We had the Scion XB, the Nissan Cube, and others. And where all the others have gone away, the soul has really captured, if you will, the soul of a definite market. It has just continued to be a hot seller for them. And so they are actually bringing out more variations of that distinctive vehicle than they ever have before. That will include a new longer-range version of the Soul EV. It has a 64-kilowatt-hour battery, and that is significant because while they're not telling us what the range is, that's going to be coming up in another news conference, I can almost assure you that that's probably going to be somewhere between 200 and 250 miles per charge.
And that's significant. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Paul. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
After a week of conflicting statements among Trump administration advisors regarding trade with China, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer went on CBS's Face the Nation and explained that U.S.-China trade negotiations need to reach a successful end by March 1st, adding that it's a hard deadline.
At the end of 90 days, these tariffs will be raised on $200 billion from 10% to 25% if we don't get a satisfactory solution.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow commented on the president's president's decision to replace Chief of Staff John Kelly before the end of the year.
General Kelly is a remarkable patriot. He has given such phenomenal service to this country. President Trump at our senior staff Christmas dinner Friday night had some wonderful complimentary things to say about the chief. I heartily concur. So I suppose it's time to move on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you drive that Cadillac there?
It's such an honor to be with you guys each and every week at this very same time, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations or whether you're listening online at GCNlive.com, anywhere around the world, we welcome you. We're talking automotive news with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, before that bottom of the hour hard break, we were talking about some of the other introductions in Los Angeles, and you wanted to particularly point out that there were a number of new folks displaying for perhaps the first time.
This was an important show in giving us a sense of how much broader the auto industry is going to get, new brands coming into the United States. Though no surprise, a lot of them are focusing on the electric vehicle market. Now, we've talked about that before, Bob, and here's what's interesting is where many of the listeners may be thinking, oh, my God, yeah, another one of these little Econobox toys that uses electric drive. Well, it's changing quite a bit. As I mentioned before the break, Kia is bringing out a new version of the Soul, which will have 250 miles range. Porsche, which has the new 911 coming, also has the new Taycan coming, and that is very much sort of a hybrid between the 911 and the Porsche Panamera, only it is a supercar powered by electric motors. And you're talking 3 seconds or so, 0 to 60, normally 200-plus miles range and so on. Well, to give you an idea just how far the world can stretch, one of the new brands that got really, really a lot of interest out of the L.A. show was an outfit by the name of Rivian. And Rivian is based here in Detroit, though they have operations in a number of different places around the country, and a factory that they took over from Mitsubishi down in Normal, Illinois. And they are building, you ready for this, Bob? An all-electric pickup a full-size pickup that could challenge the likes of an F-150, as well as a full-size, a similarly sized utility vehicle, an SUV. Now, they use electric skateboard-type platforms, but they're talking about with the SUV being able to ford over a yard deep water. We're talking about hauling 11,000 pounds. We're talking about having more storage than the typical pickup, because where you normally have an engine, you're going to have a trunk. There's even a storage area hidden in front of the front wheels and under the bed. And by the way, we're talking 800 horsepower, 1,000 pound-feet of torque, and 0 to 60. You ready for this? Want to take a guess?
Well, it sounds like it's packing a lot of power, so in a three-second range?
Would you believe it? Yep, 3.5 seconds,
amazing.
0 to 60. Yeah, this is a very different world we're talking about. Will they get into production? Will they sell? Will they be able to make a profit and become a viable company? I can't tell you that yet, Bob. I really can't. But I have to tell you that it's much more difficult to write off electric vehicles as they become more and more promising, as they become more and more of a viable sort of technology.
There's no question about it. There are so many automakers that are placing the bet on electric power as being what we're going to see more and more in the future. Another thing.
Well, Bob, before you go on, before you ask the next question, I'll give you an idea of just how much of a change. I don't know if you caught the story that we did on the DetroitBureau.com earlier this week. But it turns out that VW told the president during a meeting of European automakers and the president that they are looking to build another plant here, though they might team up with Ford Motor Company and use some of their facilities. Now, that's an important story in itself we should talk about, but here's what gets more interesting. One of the reasons that they need additional capacity is that they want to start building electric vehicles here in the United States. Not only that, but VW is saying that by the end of the decade, they are likely to essentially get out of the internal combustion business.
Wow.
Now, when you think they have a dozen brands all the way up to Lamborghini, and they're talking about going all electric all the time, all their brands, you want to talk about how the world is changing?
You're
I'd love to hear from some of the listeners to see if they think VW is crazy or if they think that this is the right way to go.
And you can reach us simply by calling 855-660-4261 or email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us. It's interesting as well, some of the things going on governmentally. The tax credits that have been long associated with electric vehicles are going to be going away in the not-too-distant future. What do you think is going to happen with that? Do you think that they'll compromise and still have something in the way of a rebate? And, of course, we're seeing the Trump administration push towards loosening the very strict EPA standards. But the automakers are already in motion for that, so it's really not necessary. Give us some thoughts on both of those topics, Paul.
Well, I may check off a few of your listeners, Bob, but I have to tell you, I think the president is making a couple of very big mistakes. Yes, I understand people don't like the idea of government subsidies, but let's talk about how many tens of billions of dollars the U.S. devotes to making sure that we have a pipeline for oil, among other things. We have already seen that the oil companies in the United States, and some of them foreign-based, are getting billions and billions of dollars every year in incentives. So the reality is, if you look at it, giving incentives to electric vehicles for at least a few years as they start to gain traction doesn't really look all that bad. In fact, there's a lot of arguments that would favor it. Now, we know that Tesla and soon GM were scheduled to have their incentives go away, that up to $7,500 tax credit, because they had sold a certain number of cars. They crossed a threshold at which time the incentives were supposed to go away. So the big question had been whether Congress might extend those benefits. But now the president is talking about eliminating all the incentives, just as dozens of electric vehicles are set to come to market. You have a lot of manufacturers that have invested tens of billions of dollars to put stuff on the market, and now they're being short-sheeted, I guess you could say, by having the rug pulled out from under their marketing plans, and I think that's inappropriate. I don't believe that electric vehicles should get incentives forever. In fact, in the not-too-distant future, as they start to become commonplace, we're going to have to figure out how to tax them because they aren't paying fuel taxes like you and I do when we go to the gas pump.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Going forward, that's going to have to be something addressed, or we're going to not have a viable federal highway fund. But in the short term, when numbers are low and people need an incentive to get this market going, I think it's the right way to go. I also will tell you that the auto industry is largely ignoring, they've written off the idea to a large degree of a rollback in the fuel economy standards, because by the time that goes into effect, they haven't even given the final numbers. By the time anything were to go into effect and likely face a very long and protracted legal challenge, it's all but certain the first term of a Trump administration would be gone, and frankly, with the change in the House and so on, few people really expect any significant rollback. Most automakers are building based on plans they already had in place.
So true. We're going to have more with Paul Eisenstein around the bend. Again, we'd love to get your feedback on electric vehicles. 855-660-4261. Bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll be right back after these important messages. So don't go away. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod
race? Thanks so much for being with us here today. My name is Bob Long, alongside esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein. And so far the emails here are mixed. Some people casting votes in favor of the all-electric future, and others wanting to hold on to the traditional internal combustion engine. This is going to definitely be an interesting number of years. The next decade or so is going to be the time where lots of things are going to play out, and of course, consumer demand is what's going to drive a lot of stuff too.
Absolutely, Bob. So this is an interesting thing. We're in the middle of a massive change in the industry, and there are consumer trends that lead the industry, particularly the push from from sedans, coupes, and other passenger cars to SUVs, CUVs, and pickups. You know, the numbers just tell the story. Back around 2008, 51% of the cars sold in the U.S. were traditional passenger cars. Today, that's down to 30% and continuing to fall, whereas light trucks account for almost 70% of the market. That's a consumer-driven trend. The thing is, with electric vehicles, it's not a consumer-driven trend. It's driven as much as anything by the need to deal with global warming, emissions, and so on. So that's a very, very different world, and the question is, looking forward, will consumers catch up? It's the same thing with autonomous vehicles. I don't know if you caught the news, but just a few days ago, we saw Waymo, the Google spinoff, begin a commercial service. It's the first commercial service in the United States with self-driving vehicles. That's out in the Phoenix area, but they plan to spread it nationwide. They still have a backup operator in the vehicle ready to take over in an emergency. But I can tell you that Waymo's goal and all the other rideshare services that want to get there, like Uber, Lyft, and GM's Maven, eventually their goal is to take the driver, the human, out of the picture entirely and go fully, fully driverless. So is that a consumer-driven trend, or is that something being driven by industry? And will consumers follow? That's the big question. And I'm not kidding. If you're looking at electrification and autonomy. You want to guess, Bob, how much do you think the industry is planning to spend by the middle of the next decade on those two technologies?
Oh, boy, Paul, with the number of announcements from so many different companies, I mean, we're probably talking trillions of dollars.
No, not that much, Bob, but easily pushing upwards towards $200 billion just by 2025. Now, that doesn't include the cost of building the cars. I mean, that adds hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars more. But to invest in development of the technology and the like, we're talking about upwards of 100 and probably closer to $200 billion over the next 6 to 7 years just to develop electric and autonomous vehicles.
Yeah, that says a lot. Remind folks, Paul, about your newsletters. You have lots of great stuff. Folks should take advantage of it because it's here and it's free.
Yep. If you are interested in just about anything automotive, whether it's breaking news, car buying tips, whatever you'd like, you can go to thedetroitbureau.com. Remember, thedetroitbureau.com, and you will find it for free. We never charge our consumers, if you will, our readers, for anything. And even better, you can get email alerts, RSS alerts, or Twitter feeds on all that we put out there. You want to know every time a story is up, and that's a lot, you can go and sign up for a newsletter at every release, or a daily, a weekly, or even a monthly newsletter. And as I say, you can also get Twitter feeds or RSS feeds, all free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Tell us about this interesting Nissan GT-R 50. It's by Ital Design, and this is kind of a tribute vehicle to the legendary GTR, which historically never has been exactly a pretty vehicle, but Ital Design has done something to alleviate that one fault with the vehicle, and I understand this is going to be a very low production, very high price piece.
Well, you are not kidding. So one of the reasons that people really like the GTR, the Nissan GTR, is that it is an affordable supercar. Yeah, I mean, for a lot of folks, $99,990 isn't affordable. But when you consider the performance, you know, you're getting into Ferrari territory here. To get in at under $100,000 is pretty amazing. Well, if you want the GTR 50, it's going to cost you, let's put it this way, add another zero to that, and then a little bit more. The listing price that they gave us for the European model will put it in at a cool 1 million euros, about $1.15 million. That's a lot of bucks. Now, there's a lot of gold, literally gold on the vehicle, which is pretty cool. I mean, I get that. You know, if you can't make a payment, I guess you could scrape some of it off, right? but beyond that, there's a lot of other things that they're doing to the vehicle to make it really special. So it's got a new adaptive suspension system. As I say, it's got a striking design, but radically different design. You really need to go to the site, to thedetroitbureau.com, to take a look at what that's all about. They do a lot to the powertrain. This is the most powerful GTR, road legal GTR ever. It gets another 110 horsepower, 95 foot-pounds of torque. So you're now at 710 horsepower and 575 pound-feet out of that 3.8-liter V6. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. Almost 200 horsepower per liter. And I don't have the 0 to 60 numbers yet. They haven't released it, but I have got to bet that it is in the high two-second range. I'm not even sure if it's going to need a full 3 seconds to hit there. And they're selling only a handful of them. It's going to be a total of 50 cars worldwide. They've been vague about whether it'll come to the U.S. If it does, it will be in very small numbers. And by the way, Bob, that obviously it tells the story. The GTR 50 marks the 50th anniversary of the first GTR, but it also happens to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Ital design.
Oh,
it turns out it's 50 years since Giorgetto Giugiaro launched his design house, and as you know, they've worked together a number of times with Nissan and various products over the years, so it's a fitting way for those two companies to celebrate together.
It's such a strange time with so many things happening in the news. For example, Carlos Ghosn, the former head of Renault, the Renault-Nissan alliance, looks like he's headed for some jail time, perhaps, Paul.
Yeah, oh my gosh. One of the single most unusual stories of the year is breaking as we wrap up 2018. For those who aren't familiar with this story, Carlos Ghosn, the man who was credited with saving Nissan almost exactly 20 years ago, that company was going broke when Renault, the French car maker, invested, $6 billion
mm-hmm.
turn it around. He now, up until just a few weeks ago, was heading Nissan as chairman. He was heading Mitsubishi as chairman. He was CEO of Renault and CEO of the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Alliance. But he landed in Japan about 3 weeks ago and was promptly arrested before he even left his corporate jet, accused of hiding income and spending some of the company's money on houses. Now, it's a very odd story. We're hearing that he'll be formally charged tomorrow. He's been stuck in solitary confinement at a Tokyo detention center for weeks, sleeping on a tatami mat, which is exactly about half an inch thick. This is a big come down for a man used to only the best. And we'll have to see what they charge him with, or they have to release him. But there's a lot of questions, Bob. Why was he arrested? Technically, this appears that some of the things he's accused of could be illegal. But there are many people I've spoken to, all the way up to board level at Nissan, who suggest that this is a power play by the man Ghosn himself picked to succeed him as CEO, and that it's just a power play for that man to stay in the job and to gain more power over Renault. We'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely. Keep watching the DetroitBureau.com and keep listening right here on Auto World. Paul, thank you for your visit here today. We look forward to getting you back soon. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.